I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. South Carolina has seen significant improvement in childhood cancer survival overall and among Black, White, and Hispanic children in recent years. Dr. Anca Dimitriou is here to talk specifically about childhood cancer survivors in South Carolina. Dr. Dimitriou is an assistant professor of pediatrics, and she's a pediatric hematologist-oncologist at MUSC Shawn Jenkins Children's Hospital. Dr. Dimitriou, tell us about childhood cancer survivors in South Carolina.
A pediatric cancer survivor is a patient that is 5 years from completion of treatment. In some area of the country, it is considered somebody that is 2 years from completion and 5 years from diagnosis. We have almost 3,000 patients that are 5 years from completion of their treatment in South Carolina at this point in time, and they need our help to continue to thrive.
Give us an overview of trends in childhood cancer survivorship in our state in recent years.
Based on a recent report that was issued, we found out that overall survivor in childhood cancer in South Carolina increased by 11% from 1996 to 2020. This is due to all the great research that has been done, international research, but also locally in South Carolina. We collaborate with all the other pediatric oncologists in the states, but we still have a lot of work that we need to do in order to make sure everybody gets the same outcomes that we see all over the United States.
What medical care and support do childhood cancer survivors typically need?
Each cancer diagnosis has its own set of screening tools that we use. They are usually seen at least once a year to make sure that we cover everything. And the visit includes history taking, a physical exam, blood work, and possible other imaging studies that help us identify long-term side effects in early stages. The important message that I want to send is not only to follow up with a pediatric cancer survivorship doctor, but also with the primary care doctor who plays a key role in ongoing follow-up for these patients.
What additional emotional or mental health support might be needed for childhood cancer survivors?
All pediatric cancer survivors have one side effect in common, and that is risk of anxiety and depression. These patients have gone to treatment at a very young age, which interferes with their development. Because of that, it is important for them to be screened for mental health problems periodically. And also, it is important to treat and support them during periods of transition, the biggest one being transitioning out of high school.
Dr. Dimitriou, thanks so much for this information about childhood cancer survivors in South Carolina.
You're welcome.
From the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.